Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. God is so good to us.
Hallelujah.
And so we have a new message today. It's called Perseverance by Faith. The Bible text is from 2nd Book of Kings, chapter 13, verse 18 and 19. Here it says, "Then he said, 'Take the arrows,' and the king took them. Elisha told him, 'Strike the ground.' He struck it three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, 'You should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only three times.'" We know that Aram was always in war with Israel, and Elisha was about to die, and the king went to see him at this instance. We must understand, we must take note, that a mistake of one person can change a whole world history. Solomon, he made a mistake by worshipping other gods. And the result was that God punished Israel, and Israel was divided into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. They never came together again until recent days in modern Israel, where they are only one. Most prophets, they changed the history by preaching against idolatry. Because of rejecting Jesus, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman Emperor Titus in AD 70. All Jews were deported and spread throughout the world at that time. Catholic popes burned everyone who translated the Bible into the local language. People like Napoleon or Hitler or Stalin, they changed the course of history by their evil conduct and by killing millions of people. These are only a few examples of evil men. But there were also good examples. The apostles, they changed the world history with their ministry. There were numerous reformers and missionaries who changed world history. Our text happened at the end of Elisha's life. The king came to see him. Elisha told him, "Shoot the arrows through the open window towards the east." Then the prophet said, "Strike the ground." A king struck it three times and got unstopped. And Elisha got angry and said, "Because you struck the ground only three times, you are given victory only three times. If he had struck the ground five or six times, he would have destroyed the enemy completely." But the king thought it was silly to strike the ground with arrows. And because he thought like that, he changed history. The Arameans would have been completely destroyed. But because of his action, they are still alive today, called Syrians. You have to listen to the words of a prophet. I say it again, listen to the word of a prophet. Listen to the word of a pastor and do what he says. Sometimes they ask you to do something and you don't know why should I do that. And you hesitate, like the king. You hesitate. The king thought it's silly to strike the floor, the ground with the arrows. And maybe you think it's silly what the pastor says. The words of prophets, what they demand, is always meaningful. remember Prophet Elijah. He came to a town where there was a widow, and she had nothing to eat. She was gathering some sticks to make a fire, to cook something for herself and her son, and then to die. She had nothing left. But Elijah said, he demanded of her, first, make some food for me. And then you will have food all the time. And because she obeyed, she and her whole family had enough food during the whole time of the famine. When iron axe fell into the water, Elisha said, give me a stick, wooden stick. And he threw it into the water and the iron axe was floating. A young minister, most recent days, had no more money left. He had no income. He and his wife, they could hardly survive. He had a lot of debt, and they didn't know how to make needs end. When a prophet told them, give into the ministry. Remember, they had nothing. And the minister said, give into the ministry. He obeyed. They started giving tithes. They started to give offerings. Within a short time, all their debts was paid. And they were physically prosperous. They became millionaires. Most people say, I will give when I have more. But that doesn't work. I tell you, you will never have more. You will not. Because the kingdom principles are different from worldly principles. You give in the world, you don't give when you don't have. You say, I have to keep what I have. I have to save my money. I don't want to give. But in the kingdom, it is different. The more you give into the kingdom, the more you receive back. That is, when you give offerings, when you give tithes, never think you lose it. Always expect God to bless you so that you will receive in return. So if you give 2 francs into the offering and no tithes, you will never, never flourish financially. If you give maximum, your return will be maximum, more than maximum. If you give 100 francs, you can expect that the Lord will bless you with 120, 150, 200, maybe 1,000. Don't be fooled by the standard of this world. We are citizens of heaven. Our financial dealings are different from the worldly standards. So when a man of God tells you to do something, don't question him. He may be rich. You think, oh, he has more money than I have. I don't have to give to him. Why should I give him tithes? Why should I give him offerings? He has enough himself. But it's not your business how much that person has. It's not your business. He has to answer to God what he has, what he gives. If you give to him, you change your own finances. You change your own finances. You don't change his finances, but yours. So Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Look at the words that I underlined. Give, and it shall be given unto you. It doesn't say, it will be given to you, then you can give. It says, give first. You have to give, and then you receive. For the measure that you use will be used in return. So Jesus gave an example. He gave himself for you. If he had thought in the worldly way, he would have saved his life, he would have escaped. But instead, he gave himself, and in return, he received divine glory. Give, you will receive, tithes, offering, gifts. Expect the word of God is true. Expect that the word of God is true. The Bible is true. Believe that. Amen. And then you will receive in return. Because that's what the Bible says. So the measure you use will be measured unto you. The more you give of your time, of your strength, of your finances into the kingdom of God, the more you receive in return. So listen to the word of the prophet. Listen to the word of the pastor. If you want to be blessed in your life, in your job, in your health, you must listen to the word of the prophet and the pastor. Remember what the king did. He stopped doing what the prophet told him to do. He stopped. And because of his disobedience, he could defeat his enemies only 3 times, and in the end, he was destroyed himself. We have to learn perseverance and patience. This is a necessary in order to triumph. Jehoash had heard of the prophecy about the future victory of God. He heard about that. He knew about it. So he should have persevered and have patience. But he thought, I can do it fast. I don't need to do what he says. I can strike it 3 times and everything will be good. He wanted God to help on his own terms. It's a problem where many Christians go wrong. They expect God to work on their own terms. A young man came to Jesus. He said, what do I have to do to go to heaven? And Jesus said, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and then come and follow me. But this was not the answer he expected. And he left. You see, first you have to listen to the word of the prophet, and second, you have to act upon it. Lack of faith is a hindrance to success in Christian life and ministry. Christians have a lack of faith even though they have seen the divine, they have heard the divine promises, they have seen how God worked in the past. When the king had shot the first arrow, the prophet said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. The arrow of the Lord's deliverance. It was a prophecy. Israel had experienced many times how the power of God worked in impossible situations. They left slavery in Egypt. They crossed the Red Sea when the enemies were after them. The Jordan was dried up so they could cross it on dry foot. Moses had to strike the water with a staff, and the sea turned back. So Jehoash should have struck the ground, but he failed. We get prophecies, and it takes perseverance, it takes patience. When some people receive a prophecy, they think it should come immediately. The Lord is on our side. I shall prosper. Victory is mine. I shall redouble my efforts against all enemies, against the workers of evil. Out of gratitude to God, I shall serve the Lord. But Jehoash, the king, he failed when he was put to the test of his faith. When Elisha gave him the opportunity of showing his faith by his own efforts, he only showed how little faith he had in the promises of God. If we believe that God's word is true, what he promises is true, if it is reasonable that we should expect that he's answering what he says, and he's expecting us to act upon these promises. To every unsaved soul, God says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The promise is salvation. But there is a duty, there is a condition, there is a necessity that we have to do to get this salvation. That duty is faith in Jesus Christ. Taking him as, accepting him as Lord, as Savior, and serving him as our King. But how many act like Jehoash? They would like to go to heaven, but they are not willing to tread and walk on a narrow path. They would like to obtain salvation, but they are not taking God's way of obedience. They say, if I am to be saved, I will be saved. That is no faith. It's not willing, if any is not willing to believe and trust, he will be lost. The promise depends upon the work, and the work depends upon the promise. So we cannot expect God to bless us if we are not doing what he says. When he commands something and you don't do it, you cannot be blessed. And the prophet tells you a prophecy, you cannot obtain it unless you do what he says. And we cannot do his work if we do not meditate much on his promises. Even though we have many proofs of divine power, still many doubt. The king had many proofs of divine power, yet still he showed a lack of faith in God. We have many proofs of God's power in the early church, in the church history. But where is the faith that comes with the same power today? At Easter we say, oh, Jesus has risen from the dead. This was power of God was active. Why do we not expect the same power to be active today? It's unbelief. When Elijah's servant, Gehazi, he saw the enemies surrounding the city, he said, Master, what shall we do? He had experienced many miracles that happened through Elijah's ministry, but he didn't believe. So lack of faith leads to low expectation and feeble efforts. True faith in God's presence and power, instead of making us inactive and careless, it should activate us. It should show us and that we start to work and live for him. It rouses us to put forth all our energy. It makes us patient in difficulties. It causes us to persevere when we see no immediate results. How many a good work has been begun, but it stopped because of lack of faith. Use the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Put on the whole armor of God. Never give up in hopeless in any situation. No situation is hopeless. If you don't see a solution, something that you can't do anything about, know that God can. lay your case before the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm. Persevere in your Christian life. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. Mm-hmm. So even if things are going bad and worse, we still do good. Mm-hmm. We still give offerings. We still give unto God what belongs to Him. Mm-hmm. And we will see how we are being raised up. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you have not been striking the ground many times enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe struck it only once or twice or three times. And not five or six times. You made too little effort in God's case, God's cause. So seek the guidance of the Lord's hand and the power which God's presence gives, and then go with and win victories for Him. You must understand, every prophecy motivates us to do something. Sometimes someone said, the prophet told me I'm going to be a medical doctor. So I'm willing to wait until I become a doctor. They think the certificate is just coming by post. But they have to learn. It's foolish just to wait when you get a prophecy. The one who has a prophecy about becoming a doctor, he has to learn, he has to study, he has to have perseverance. Mm-hmm. For 10 years, he's working hard. Mm-hmm. And then the prophecy is fulfilled. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just come like this. So when you have done your work, the prophecy is fulfilled. Some Christians, they don't have the right faith. They use prophecy for laziness. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work. As a genuine Christian, you have faith first in God, second in the Word of God, the Bible, and third, what the prophet says, if he's a prophet of God. The king needed to have faith in the prophet, not in himself. He thought, oh, what I do is right. But he should have done what the prophet said. Because of lack of faith, he lost his future power. So don't give up when you think your prayers are not answered. It says in Revelation that our prayers are stored up in heaven. And they will be answered at the right time. When the due time comes, it will come the answer. Prophecy is given to you should motivate you to do something about that issue. If the prophet tells you something is going to happen in your life, you do something about that situation. Mm-hmm. A big result in receiving financial aid from God is giving to Him first. First, give to God. Mm-hmm. Give what you think you need for yourself. Give what you think you need for yourself, and then you will see how God will bless you and give you what you need. Mm-hmm. I told you before of the man who went to church with $10,000 in his pocket. He had a business, and next morning his creditor was coming. He had to give this money back to him, otherwise he would be in trouble. So he went to the church on Sunday with $10,000 in his pocket. When the offering time came, he said, oh, I cannot give, I don't have any money. And God said, what about your purse? What is in there? Oh God, I cannot do that. Tomorrow I have to pay that. Otherwise my business is closed. God said, give it. He said, no, I cannot give. Impossible. This is not for me, this is for my creditor. And God said, give. So he put the $10,000 into the offering box. Next morning, when he went to work very early to his office, before the creditor came, he got a big job for millions of dollars. God blessed him because he gave the 10,000. So don't say no when God speaks. Don't say no. He will give you blessings that you never expected. When the offering basket comes your way, don't grab a few cents and put it in. Grab the note and put it in. Gladly, expectantly, you give. Expect to receive from God what he promised. Give and it shall be given unto you. Have faith in the word of God. Believe that it is true. Believe that God is faithful. Because he will never let you down. Amen.
Amen.